Back in 2010, the Great Recession was hammering Rhode Island. The state was desperate for jobs. In hopes of sparking a new economic sector, Rhode Island lured Kurt Schilling's video game company, 38 Studios, with a $75 million state-backed loan guarantee.
We are no longer slaves to the whims of fate.
That's from the only game produced by 38 Studios, Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. After making that game, 38 Studios ran out of the money it needed to keep going. It went bankrupt in 2012. That left Rhode Island taxpayers on the hook for a total of $88 million. Schilling told Providence radio station WPRO last year that it still hurts to think about what happened.
Every time I reminisce or talk about this, there's a lot of pain involved because of the people that worked at the company and what they went through and how it ended. It ended in a real fiery wreck.
A company called First Southwest was the financial advisor for the state of Rhode Island, and it worked with the state's economic development agency on the 38 Studios deal. The state responded by filing a lawsuit accusing First Southwest and other defendants of negligence. The lawsuit alleged they withheld key details about how 38 Studios would run out of money before achieving its business plan.
It was not appropriate for the state to continue its relationship with First Southwest.
That's Rhode Island Treasurer Seth Magaziner. He led a move to replace First Southwest as the state's financial advisor in 2015. Magaziner said it didn't make sense to keep doing business with a company being sued over the state's misadventure with 38 Studios. Despite that, First Southwest has served as the financial advisor for one-third of Rhode Island's cities and towns since 2014, according to an exclusive review by Rhode Island Public Radio. The company, now known as Hilltop Securities, has also worked as a financial advisor for seven quasi-public Rhode Island state agencies in recent years, on bond issues encompassing tens of millions of dollars. Hilltop Securities has been involved with at least two big proposals with uncertain impacts for taxpayers. The company developed a request for proposals, or RFP, for an unrealized plan to regionalize Providence's water supply, and Hilltop advised the city of Pawtucket on its debt for a proposed new stadium for the Boston Red Sox top minor league team, the Paw Sox. The concept is controversial because Pawtucket and the state would borrow a combined $38 million to help pay for the stadium.
I think it puts the taxpayer on the hook for private ventures profits.
That's the Republican leader in the Rhode Island House of Representatives, Patricia Morgan. Morgan is dumbfounded that the same fiscal advisor that worked for the state on the 38 Studios deal has a connection to the envisioned Paw Sox Stadium.
It's ludicrous, isn't it? The state is now basing a financial decision on a firm that they no longer will do business with because that firm gave them bad advice before. It's ludicrous.
A court has never determined if the company now known as Hilltop Securities gave Rhode Island bad advice on 38 Studios. In February, Hilltop became the last in a series of defendants to make a settlement in the state's lawsuit. The Dallas-based company agreed to pay $16 million without acknowledging any liability or wrongdoing. Hilltop Securities does business in 17 states, including Connecticut and Massachusetts. The company did not respond to multiple requests for comment for this story. Pawtucket Mayor Don Grebian doesn't draw a connection between 38 Studios and the work done by Hilltop Securities.
The deal of 38 Studios was more about economic development and bad decisions. You know, I don't believe that they impact that economic development value, if you will, or that decision. They were given the numbers, and then the powers to be made the decisions based on some of the information.
In fact, court documents released in the 38 Studios case reveal a lot of finger-pointing about who was responsible for vetting the financials on the costly boondoggle. The company, then known as First Southwest, was paid $120,000 for its work on the deal. Grebian credits Hilltop Securities with helping to improve Pawtucket's bond rating. That makes it less costly for the city to borrow money. For that kind of work, Pawtucket paid Hilltop Securities about $22,000 in 2015. Grebian says Pawtucket has not considered hiring a different financial advisor since he took office, and he's not aware of any Rhode Island communities cutting ties with Hilltop Securities since 38 Studios went bust.
It's not something that we've gotten into. You know, each community has their own relationships and responsibilities. Nobody has ever brought up, you know, I'm not going with Southwest because, or Hilltop because of. I've never heard that. You know, they're still very involved and very respected throughout the state.
Rhode Island Treasurer Seth Magaziner sees the issue differently. He says he was amazed by how many important contracts across state government were renewed without going out to bid.
I don't know how often that has been the case for financial advisors at the municipal level, but I wouldn't be shocked if that's an issue as well, that some of these relationships have existed for decades and just haven't been put out for a publicly competitive bid in a long time.
And Magaziner says the state's selection of a different financial advisor shows how many outside firms will bid for business in Rhode Island. Now, he says, it's up to local municipalities and quasi-public agencies to determine for themselves if Hilltop Securities is the right financial advisor.
But what I would insist on is do the process the right way. Put these contracts out to bid periodically at regular intervals. Have a real open, transparent, competitive process for your contracting, and cast a wide net. That's what we did at the state level.
It took the meltdown of 38 studios to cause the state of Rhode Island to sever its ties with the company now known as Hilltop Securities. Whether other government entities in the state will now cast a wider net for their financial advice remains an open question. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.